Welcome to Belfast City Vineyard, where we are pursuing formation in the presence of Jesus, community gathered around him, and the impact he empowers us to bring in our families, city, and the world. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services. For more information, visit our website at belfastcityvineyard.com.
Good evening. Merry Christmas. Some of you are there. Some of you are not quite there yet. Anybody got a last minute gift they need to pick up after this? I might need to. I don't know. Well, my name's Andy. I'm part of the team here. Thank you so much for being here. If you're just visiting us or you're coming for the first time, you're incredibly welcome. I want to say thanks to our worship, our sound team, our visuals, the people doing the live stream for serving us so well this evening. If you're joining us online right now, Merry Christmas to you. We miss you and can't wait to see you when we get to be together. But wherever you are, have a wonderful Christmas. I just want to mention, before we jump into just a few short things that I want to leave in our minds as we prepare to really celebrate Christmas well. I want to mention that on Sunday coming, the 28th, we will be here, but it won't be our normal service. It's going to be our Christmas quiet space, and that's from 10 to half 11 on the Sunday, the 28th. And what that space is, you know, the busyness of life and Christmas. It's a space to come and reflect on the year that's gone past and to prepare our hearts for the year ahead, to meet with Jesus in silence, but also together. So this room will be laid out with some space, and you'll be able to come for as long or as short as you want and just enter into some quiet. Some of us will need some quiet by then, and to reflect and to spend time with Jesus. There will be some guided meditations there available for you to use. You're also free to bring your own and simply spend time in the presence of Jesus in silence. There'll also be prayer ministry available, and if you just, over this Christmas period, need someone to talk with you and to pray for you, we would be absolutely honored to do that. So these are wonderful spaces. It's a little bit different, but they're really important spaces, and I would just so encourage you to come. And then on the 4th of January, it will be into the new year, and it'll be our annual anointing service, where we anoint one another for the tasks and challenges that we're going to be facing in the new year ahead, and we invite God to fill us with his presence and his power for the year ahead. So we would just love to see you there as well on the 4th. And if you're here and you don't have a church family that you would call your own and you're interested in having one, we'd be honored to be your church family. So you are warmly welcome at anything and everything that we do here at BCB. And if you want to explore what it looks like to belong here, we would so love to have that conversation. Well, welcome home for Christmas. Christmas is a really wonderful time. It's also a really complicated time, or can be, right? The first Christmas was wonderful, and it was also really complicated, so I don't know why we should think ours should be any different than that. But I just want to take a moment tonight in the safety of the Father's house, where saints and sinners are welcome equally. And I want you to let yourself feel how you feel just for a moment tonight. This may be the first time you've stopped in December, the first time you've actually been still. You might feel happy tonight. You might feel stressed tonight. You might feel far from God tonight. You might be grieving and lonely, and you miss someone who won't be here with you this Christmas. Maybe you can't wait for tomorrow. Maybe, again, tonight's the first time you've stopped all month, and you can't wait for me to shut up and you can get on with Christmas. Maybe you were dragged here semi against your will, and you are wondering, how on earth did I get here? And you actually wish you were somewhere else. Maybe you're thinking about all the work that tomorrow will bring before battalions of people arrive at your home for a big meal that you are cooking. And you kind of feel like that's a bit hard. And your mind is there Or just maybe you feel, as Van Morrison said one time, wondrous and lit up inside with a sense of everlasting life. So no matter how you feel, you're welcome in the Father's house. You're loved beyond measure. Jesus is profoundly with you. And there is more to life than we currently realize or understand. I just want to mention three things that I would love for us as a church family and our guests to be thinking about and meditating on and carrying in our hearts as we step into the celebrations that are about to kick off. And we're going to have a chance to make some responses to these three things. So look a little different if you're part of the Vineyard, and we don't normally do this. We're actually going to, at the end of each little section, if you want to do it, we're going to stand and actually pray a little declaration prayer together. It's going to be hard because we're not very liturgical, but we're going to do it. I have faith in us that we can do it. So, and if you're here and you're like, I got dragged into this, I don't know what I'm doing here, and I don't want to do that, that's okay. No one's going to make you do anything. Well, the first thing I want to say to us is just point out how Jesus comes silently into the world. I've been thinking and meditating on how vastly important the birth of Jesus is, but also how hidden that it was at the first Christmas. Most of the rest of the world had a very normal day and night, and were none the wiser. The carol that we sang, O Little Town of Bethlehem, has been in my mind a lot, especially that line, how silently the wondrous gift is given. And apart from a few exceptions, some shepherds, some wise men from the east, Jesus comes in secret. It's not what anyone would have expected from the angel's announcement to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. The angel said, he'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary's promised that her son will be a king, but shepherds find this king in a manger, which should probably cause all of us to reflect on what God might think power is and what it's for. When he arrives as king, he comes in obscurity and vulnerability, but that doesn't mean that it isn't powerful and it isn't God breaking in. Again, O little town of Bethlehem, God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. In the birth of Jesus, heaven touches earth. And that's what happened. God himself takes on flesh. He's born to Mary. He's pleased as man with man to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. And he breaks into the darkness, and he breaks into the sorrow and the sin and the pain of the world to save us. But the first Christmas, he comes silently into messy, real lives, and that tells us something that we need to know, and that is that no matter what we face tonight, God is always at work, even in the silence and even in the darkness and the uncertainty of our lives tonight. And in the Christmas scriptures, it's only those with eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond that actually encounter Jesus. And so what if he is breaking silently into your life this Christmas, into the unsolvable problem you face, the place of grief or anxiety or fear or just simply emptiness? What if he's breaking in? What if he's coming silently? And what if Jesus was telling the truth when he said in John chapter 5, verse 17, that my Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working? What if he is silently working? What if he's there, hidden in plain sight, amidst your normal everyday life, your going to work life, your going to school life, your family life? What if there he is? And this Christmas Eve, what if we let hope rise that Jesus our Lord is here, present to us and is working in and through our lives. If you're willing and you would like to and you're able, would you stand with me? And I'll lead us in this prayer together. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are the true light that shines in the darkness. I believe you are at work in me and the world. This Christmas, I choose faith in your mercy and goodness. Fill me with your peace and love. Amen. You may be seated. Not bad, actually. Second thing I'd love to leave with you is, well, firstly, Jesus comes silently, but Jesus fills the whole earth. He fills the whole earth. He may have come into the world silently, but it doesn't stay that way. The Christmas scriptures point forward. The baby in the manger is the beginning of something, not the full story. He ends up being the most compelling, challenging, and polarizing figure in the history of the world. Many reject him. Many have loved and served him as Lord. But all of us somehow must reckon with him. And we can try and pretend that Christmas is just for kids or push the religious elements to the side and then just drown in gift giving and food and time off and fairy tale versions of Christmas good cheer and niceness. But it's funny how no matter how hard we try to ignore him, Jesus and his story keep echoing, and he won't be pushed aside or forgotten. Quite simply, he fills the whole earth, just as was prophesied about him in Isaiah chapter 11, 9 and 10. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Jesus doesn't stay in the manger, meek and mild. He grows into a man who announces the good news of God's kingdom come. He couldn't be stopped. He couldn't be controlled, even when they put him on a cross. It ended up being the fulfillment of God's plan to break the curse that the powers and the principalities of evil have on the world, the curse of darkness and brokenness and sin that invades every human heart, including our own heart. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. And he rose again, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, and he is coming again to judge the living and the dead, and he fills the whole earth by his Spirit. Revelation chapter 1 says this about the risen Jesus, no longer in a manger. It says, "Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen." This is Jesus now, ruling and reigning, filling the earth. He doesn't stay in the manger, and we can't stay at the manger. He fills the earth, and he sends his followers to the ends of the earth, or maybe even just the ends of our street. But he invites those who come to him to join with him on his mission, proclaiming his salvation, his healing, and his life is available to all who respond. And that is a gift to you this Christmas, because it means if you are his follower, you have a purpose and you have a hope that Jesus rescues us from darkness and chaos, and he saves us forever, and he invites us to proclaim his mercy and to rescue a dark and hurting world. It means your life matters profoundly. It means we can have eternal legacies that live on far beyond us. When our lives are given to Jesus, he adorns and beautifies them. His presence and his glory fills the earth, and one day he will return, and we will experience and see that reality in its fullness. And so if you are his follower tonight, and you feel disillusioned, remember who he says you are. and remember who he is. Remember that he fills the earth, and rise up on Christmas Eve rejoicing in strength and power. And if you aren't his follower, would you turn to him this Christmas and receive a true identity in a world full of lies? Turn to him for hope, turn to him for significance, and for an eternal life and an eternal legacy. Would you stand with me again, and we will pray and make some declarations this Christmas Eve. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, your glory fills the earth. I receive your purpose, truth, and hope this Christmas. Help me to follow you and proclaim you as the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. You can be seated. So Jesus comes silently. Jesus fills the whole earth. And Jesus wants to fill your life this Christmas. No matter who we are, the Bible tells us that God has placed eternity in our hearts. You can see that in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. And that means something, it just means something in us can only be satisfied by God himself. That there's a God-shaped hole in our lives. And that's why good things, like things like beauty and love and even Christmas feasting and family and joy and gifts, can thrill us, but ultimately will disappoint us if we live as if that is all there is. They can't bear the weight of our expectations and longing and hunger. And I just wonder, if we were honest on Christmas Eve, have you ever felt that hunger for more, that longing for eternity? If you have, it's because we were made for life with God, our Creator, and nothing else will satisfy. Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us, is who we are looking for and who will fill our lives right now if we invite him in. Whether we have never done that before and can't even believe we might even half be considering that tonight, or you've followed him all your life, Jesus doesn't enter the world just to fill a manger. He wants to fill us. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. He wants to fill your life. Or as the author of the Gospel of John said, remain in me as I also remain in you. He wants to fill your life this Christmas. What would it look like to invite him in? Whether we've never done that before and we want to begin following for the first time, or we have been his follower, we are his follower, but we actually this Christmas need our daily bread. We have questions, we have doubts, we have griefs, we have disappointments, and we need fresh grace for our journey. Christmas reminds us he's always pursuing us with grace and love, whether we're far off or near. And what if as he fills the earth, he sees you and welcomes you and is pursuing even you, and he wants to fill that longing for eternity that is in your heart? Jesus transforms and beautifies anything he touches. A manger, a cross, where he humbled himself and died to save us and redeem the world. And he pursues us with his love and grace that is deeper and more radical and real than we could ever know. Frederick Buechner says this: once we have seen him in a stable, we can never be sure where he will appear, or to what lengths he will go, or to what ludicrous depths of self-humiliation he will descend in his wild pursuit of men. He's pursuing you. He's not afraid of mangers, and he's not afraid of crosses, and he's not afraid of you. And what's in your heart, and what's in your life. In fact, he adorns and beautifies anything he touches. And he can do that for you. And he wants to fill your life this Christmas. He wants to fill your life all over again. Or he wants to fill your life for the very first time. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. He can save us from our brokenness and our darkness. He can save us from ourselves. He can save us from the plans and powers of the evil one. He can heal us from wrongs done to us. He can fill our lives with his purpose and his strength and his grace and his hope. He will never leave us or forsake us. He's coming again to right every wrong, to wipe away every tear, to make sense of the grief-stricken mysteries and sufferings we endure and that mark our world. He shall reign forever, and we shall see him face to face. He's our true eternal home. He's the one who fills the earth. He's the one who can fill your life, your home, your family, your future with his presence and his power and his love.
Thanks for listening to this message. For all the latest information about what's happening in the life of our church, or if you have any questions or comments, head over to BelfastCityVineyard.com.